This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
That's funny. I just got an email from one of the fans of the show. Ken is a good fan of the show, and he sends me a lot of emails. And this one has a meme. And it says, before you criticize Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's ideas, you should walk a mile in her shoes. And it shows somebody tying their shoes, and they're like Bozo the Clown shoes. Oh, boy. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. That poor woman is just, you know, mentally challenged. What else can I say? Can't get mad at somebody who's mentally challenged. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of this show. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fordham is publicly traded, diversified natural resources company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham's led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15 cent a share stock to $200 a share. Do you understand the significance of that? 15 cents a share to $200. If you built a stock from $15 a share to $200 a share, you'd have one of the greatest stories in the history of Wall Street. But if you take a stock from 15 cents to $200 a share, that's pretty amazing. You created $15 billion with a B in shareholder profits. And now his new baby is called Fordham Resources. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. That's credibility. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property that's about nine times bigger than the city of Manhattan, New York. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, and you can visit them at FordhamResources.com. Go check out their website, FordhamResources.com, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com, ticker symbol FTMR. So I keep saying the best news story in America is a Massachusetts judge who helped an illegal immigrant escape ICE arrest and deportation is indicted along with her court officer, and they are indicted on many different charges. Very good news. We finally have a rule of law in the United States under President Trump, and we're starting to win and win and win and win some more. Good job, President Trump. And now that isn't good enough news. How about this one? I don't know how true it is yet, but DHS, part of Homeland Security, has a plan to expedite the deportations of illegals that will drive the left nuts. DHS is a policy under review that would expedite the deportation of illegals by bypassing the immigration courts altogether. Politico had this story. Homeland Security weighing a plan to bypass immigration courts and remove undocumented immigrants who can't prove they've been present continuously in the U.S. for 2 years or more. The proposal is described in a draft regulatory notice, according to two DHS officials and a third person familiar with the planning. If finalized, it would represent the latest escalation of President Donald Trump's immigration crackdown. The administration has considered since 2017 expanding a fast-track deportation procedure known as expedited removal, but thus far has refrained from moving ahead. The draft notice, which remains under review, would increase significantly the number of recently arrived undocumented immigrants subject to rapid deportation. Under the current standard, expedited removal is applicable only to immigrants picked up within 14 days of arrival. The two-week cutoff stems from a 2004 regulatory change. The change under Trump could speed up the deportation of recent arrivals at the border and reduce the load on federal immigration courts, which have grappled with a soaring case backlog. But such a move likely would draw legal challenges, and a number of Trump policies have been sidelined by federal courts. But guess what? I looked it up today. Trump has been almost all winners at the Supreme Court. Not all of them, but most of them. Winners, winners, winners. So if you don't realize that, go look it up. Trump has done fabulous at the Supreme Court, including just recently, where the Supreme Court upheld his right to make people wait outside the United States, make them wait in Mexico if they want to come into the United States. I think that's very, very, very good news. More good news. It's happening. Joe DiGenova said on Fox News yesterday, John Brennan will need five attorneys soon. And the report on James Comey is coming out in 2 weeks, and it will include criminal referrals. He's a former U.S. attorney. And he told a panel, a solo report on James Comey will contain criminal referrals. Good news. Good news. All good stuff. I'm telling you, the tide has turned. Can you imagine if what he's saying is true, that John Brennan will need five attorneys? These people are all in so much trouble. So much trouble. This is what DiGenova said. He said it's pretty simple stuff for career prosecutors. It's been evident since day one. There's been a brazen plot to exonerate Hillary Clinton illegally, and then if she lost the election, to frame Donald Trump. This dossier was a knowing part of that. It was created by Hillary Clinton. It was created knowingly by John Brennan as part of a scheme to harm Donald Trump. The problem for Brennan and Clapper and Comey and Baker and all of them now is the FISA court has already communicated with the Justice Department about its findings. And their findings are that for more than 4 years before the election of Trump, there was a illegal spying operation going on by FBI contractors for them to steal information on Americans and to use it against the Republican Party. There are going to be indictments. There are going to be grand juries. John Brennan is not going to need one lawyer. He's going to need five. And then he says the Horowitz report is coming out in May or early June. There's another report that everyone has forgotten about involving James Comey alone. That will be out in 2 weeks. That report is going to be a bombshell. It's going to open up investigation on a very high note, and there are going to be criminal referrals in it. Criminal referrals. Good news, ladies and gentlemen. And then, if you weren't with me in the first hour, the big news of the day has got to be Joe Biden entering the race. There are now 21 candidates in the race for President of the United States on the Democratic side. 21. We have Joe Biden as one. We have Cory Booker as two. What a loser. We have Pete Butthead. I call him Pete Butthead. I think it's Butt Guide. But it's Pete Butthead, the gay mayor of South Bend. I couldn't, you know, there's enough jokes in that one to last a whole show, but I'm not going to say anything. You have Julian Castro, number four. What a joke. John Delaney. I didn't even know he's running. I don't know who he is. Tulsi Gabbard, a congresswoman no one's ever heard of. Kirsten Gillibrand is polling at zero. Mike Gravel, polling at zero. You know who Mike Gravel is? I beat him for the Libertarian nomination for President of the United States. I'm the guy who knocked him out in the fourth or fifth round. I knocked him out and it became me and Bob Barr. Bye-bye, Mike Gravel. Now he thinks he's going to be a Democratic nominee. Guy's like 90 years old. Kamala Harris, she's a joke. John Hickenlooper, he's a joke. Jay Inslee, no one ever heard of him. Governor of Washington, whose entire campaign is about one thing and one thing only, the Green New Deal. He's a joke. Amy Klobuchar, however you pronounce her name, Klobuchar, senator from Minnesota, no one's ever heard of. Wayne Messam, no one's ever heard of him. He's a mayor in South Florida. Seth Moulton, a congressman no one's ever heard of. Beto O'Rourke, who all his thunder was stolen by Pete Butthead. Tim Ryan, a congressman from Ohio no one's ever heard of. Bernie Sanders, who's an old white man. Eric Swalwell, who's a radical communist nutcase, who no one's ever heard of. Elizabeth Warren, who's at zero. Marianne Williamson, a new age whack case, who won't get, you know, less than 1/1/1/1/1/1/10 of 1/1/1/1%. And Andrew Yang, no one's ever heard of him either. That's some list. Wow, that's a hell of a list. And don't forget, there's two more that I've discussed running. Stacey Abrams and Bill de Blasio, the mayor of, communist mayor of New York. And Stacey Abrams, who's the failed governor candidate in Georgia, who keeps saying she won the race. 21 Democrats and maybe 23 when we're through with them all. What a joke. And then last but not least, I want to mention one more story about the corrupt Democrats. The mayor of Baltimore, it appears, has fled her state after FBI and IRS raid of her home and office. In March of 18,
decentralized and Napster is a centralized platform.
60 I understand buses all that.
The they can't get you the D.C. that month. The Baltimore City school system did not have the money to heat the schools in 2018, but found the money to bus kids to an anti-gun rally. Earlier this week, the FBI and the IRS executed search warrants at two homes of Mayor Catherine Pugh, one of her businesses, her offices in City Hall, as well as the residences of one of her aides. And now officials believe she has fled the state. Where is Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh? It's the question buzzing around the city as the FBI and IRS raid Pugh's home, City Hall, several other locations tied to her. But no one has seen the mayor, and her own spokesperson doesn't know where she is, even though she's supposed to be recovering from pneumonia. Pugh's spokesman James Bentley told the Associated Press today he hadn't spoken with the mayor, doesn't know where she is. Her defense attorney did not immediately return calls. His office rotated routed calls to an answering machine. These are the wonderful Democrats running our country into the ground. Do you know how bad a city Baltimore is? You can't walk in the daytime through neighborhoods in Baltimore. At night, you'd be scalped like the old days with the cowboys and Indians. You'd be scalped. They'd find 15 arrows in you and your hair missing from your head. That's Baltimore. And she had the nerve to come up with the money, probably $100,000, to bus a bunch of kids to the anti-gun rally. And now it turns out she's a criminal, and she's fleeing from justice. They're going to find her in a white Bronco with her best friend driving any minute now. I can picture it. All right, we got a quick caller. Let's take J.D. in Las Vegas. J.D., how are you, man? What's going on?
Doing great. Two quick points. Just to remind you, if you remember, you gave me the privilege of giving you the your listeners the number of that gal in Newton, Massachusetts,
right.
Her
yes.
superiors. And we put a call blast out on her. Maybe that had something to do with it. And
I
the
hope
second
so.
Part I wonder, yes, sir. The second thing, you know, this Charlottesville, it is such a stupid move by Biden, but I'm so glad he did it because now it's going to highlight what you said, what others are going to say in the Trump organization against the media, not reading the full context of his statement. I knew about it a while back, and now maybe the whole country is going to get clarification of what he actually said and what he didn't say. You know, they're naming a town in Israel after Trump.
Yes,
so I don't think he's a Jew hater. And I would imagine on his schedule of campaign, since he's going to start off in Charlottesville with this racist type of campaign, he might be going down to Selma, Alabama.
Hey, J.D., we got to run, baby. There. It's time to go. But when we get back, much more here at War Now. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com. I'm Wayne Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American gold Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Cinegenics, the sponsor of this segment of the show. Founded in 1997, Cinegenics is the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging, anti-aging, defying aging, however you want to put it. It's a proven scientific approach, custom-tailored to each and every individual, and they did it for me. They made Wayne Root great again. I feel great again. I look great again. Watch me on TV. Watch me on the Newsmax Hour, man. Everyone who sees it says, you look fantastic. You look younger. My energy's through the roof. Great job by Cinegenics. Their phone number is 888-YOUNGER. Give them a call, 888-YOUNGER. Toll free anywhere in the USA, 888-YOUNGER, or register at Cinegenics.com. C-E-N-E-GENICS, G-E-N-I-C-S, Cinegenics.com. Wayne Allen Root with you in the war room at Wayne Manor. Just more of the same, a five-time deported illegal alien charged with the brutal murder of a four-month-old. I mean, look, I could read these every show, the entire show long. I mean, I don't want to have an entire radio show that for 3 hours just quotes police reports about illegal aliens who murder and rape people. But it goes on every single day, and some of the more heinous ones I highlight on this show. An illegal living in Tennessee beat a baby to death after discovering he wasn't the child's father. He had been deported five times. Do you ever get the idea that all of them have been deported twice and three times and four times and five times and they just keep coming back? You really think that they would have a problem? They'd be bothered by voting? If you keep coming back to a country after they kicked you out, you think you'd worry about the law when it comes to voting? Don't you think they're all voting while they're murdering? Of course they are. Police charged a 33-year-old Honduran national, Jose Avila Agurcia, with murdering the four-month-old baby boy and put him in a county jail. Wow. Can you imagine this poor baby? Paramedics found the baby unresponsive after his mother called 911 on April 12th, took him to the hospital, pronounced dead. The mother and Avila Agurcia, her boyfriend, told police at the time they did not know what caused the death. She later told police he had confessed to beating the child to death when he found out he was not the father. You poor, poor thing. Poor, poor thing. The Washington Post buried the fact the man's an illegal immigrant who had previously been deported 5 times, opting to go with the headline, "Police, man killed baby after learning he wasn't the dad." A spokesman for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, i.e. ICE, told Washington Post the agency has filed an immigration detainer. Meaning, now you can possibly, when he gets out of jail, 100 years from now, they might kick him out of the country. He might be deported. But first, you've got to get him out of jail. You know, and he's got to serve his time, I believe. If I have that situation, if I understand the situation, you get sentenced to 30 years in jail. The day you get out, that's when the detainer follows you and they release you to ICE and then you're deported. But first you serve your time in jail. What I think is any illegal in our current prison system should be sent back to Mexico and spend their time in a Mexican jail. I don't want them in our jail. I don't want to pay for them. I don't want to pay for this loser. And speaking of losers, I'm always telling you that there are some good government employees out there, and maybe the majority of them are good, but they're still paid way too much in many cases, way too much. And this is a great example. New York City MTA, Metropolitan Transit Authority, these are the people that run the subways. Overtime pay explodes and causes fare hikes to spike. Overtime pay jumped 16% in 2018 at the MTA, and it sparked concerns the agency's out of control. Average pay increased by 6% last year. Payroll increases cost taxpayers $418 million, which was $82 million more than the authority expected. As a result, the authority expects to inflate ticket prices and toll fees. The salaries for 80,057 individuals who worked for MTA last year are in the See Through New York database. Overtime surged $119 million. Average pay for all MTA employees, $84,000 from $79,000 the year before. A 5-year trend in MTA overtime expenses represents an 87% bump. New York Post notes the Long Island Railroad delays hit a 2-decade high last year. The paper points out chief measurements operator Thomas Caputo made $461,000 in overtime in 2018. That's on top of his yearly salary of $164,000 a year. Besides Caputo, there were 6 other individuals who made almost $400,000 in overtime. Patrick Nowakowski, Dallas Bazemore, and Joseph Russo each made $380,000, $395,000, and $454,000 in extra overtime. And then there's a whole bunch more who made $350,000 a year. This comes after the Long Island Railroad raised fare hikes $15 on monthly tickets and $5.75 on weeklies. Guy making almost $500,000 in just overtime. And you think government employees, oh, they're just such innocent babes, and they work so hard. They're civil servants, the poor babies. Oh, my gosh, they work like 6 hours and make $500,000 a year.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is downplaying his frontrunner status as he formally enters the 2020 Democratic presidential race.
It's real early. I tell you what, the issue is going to be who, not only who can win this, but who's the best person to lead the country.
The massive migrant caravan said to be making its way towards the U.S.-Mexico border is a result of Congress not acting and continuing to encourage illegal immigration. That's at least according to Hector Garza. He's the vice president of the National Border Patrol Council. He also talks to Fox News about the difference between the previous caravans and that current migrant caravan.
The group is about 20,000 total, and as it comes closer to the United States, more and more people join that caravan. Now we're seeing people from Africa, we're seeing people from Nicaragua, we're seeing people from Cuba.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is WAR NOW. The Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with WAR.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare will allow you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. There are no networks. You choose your own doctor. You choose your own hospital. I had kidney stones in January and February. I chose my own doctor. I chose my own hospital. And they paid for everything, every single thing other than the deductible. I had to first pay the deductible, and then the rest of the bill was on them. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. It starts at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. And it is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or visit lightyourliberty.com, lightyourliberty.com. And boy, did they take good care of me, and I am a witness to how good Liberty HealthShare really is. Much better than health insurance. Thank God I got rid of Aetna. I was paying $2,000 a month. Now I pay $400 and change per month. Great job, Liberty HealthShare. All right, Megan Barth is with us, website ReaganBabe.com, and she's up in northern Nevada as we speak. Hey, Megan, how are you?
I'm doing well, Wayne. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm just laughing at Joe Biden entering the race for president. I mean, this guy is living in a time warp. He ran twice before in the Democratic primaries and got less than 1% each time. He just passed his time. He shouldn't be running. There's no way he's going to win this thing.
Well, like I said before, now the clown car has its bozo. So we got Bozo Biden that is leading the charge and who actually said that he wants to make America straight again. So how is that going to sit with the gay population within this country?
Wait, so hold on. I don't understand what you're saying. When did Joe Biden say he wants to make America straight again?
In his opening statement, in his video, you can find it on gatewaypundit.com, and you can also find it on my website, ReaganBabe.com. He said that he wants to make America something and straight and something again. So we're going to make America straight again under Joe Biden. He is gaff-tastic. All he is just a complete and total moron. The fact that he has been sitting in Congress for 30 years, he believes that he has now somehow the ability to run for president when he supported, as a non-socialist, by the way, when he supported all the socialist policies of Barack Obama as vice president.
Well, he was endorsed earlier today, and that was a really big endorsement. I'm trying to find it here. He was endorsed by, what's the name of that guy that represented Stormy Daniels?
Avenatti,
who's now under indictment. He was endorsed by Michael Avenatti earlier today. I mean, I'm sure that must be a big moment in Joe Biden's life. How proud his mother must be.
Well, it's big for CNN because CNN had Michael Avenatti on more than they had anybody else on for the past year. They were actually talking about Michael Avenatti for president and what his platform would be. And so, yeah, the creepy porn lawyer has now come out and endorsed Joe Biden. That's what the Democrats have right now, Wayne.
Well, I've got the list of 21 candidates they've got. And so let's go over them a little bit. We got Joe Biden. You and I are laughing about him. We've got Bernie Sanders, another old, straight, white man who's a communist. That's hilarious. Who wants murderers and mass murderers and terrorists and rapists to vote. That's really good. We've got Pedophiles are good, too. We got Cory Booker. Cory Booker's a guy, did you know yesterday he said, anybody who criticizes Ilhan Omar is an Islamophobe.
Right.
These guys are hilarious. We got Pete Butthead, I like to call him. Is it called Butt Guy? What's his real name? Butt Guy?
Buttigieg.
Oh, Buttigieg. Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg. All right, Buttigieg, Buttigieg, whatever it is, call him Pete Butthead. I think he's the most viable candidate they've got, by the way. Even though I make fun of him, I think he is Obama in white and gay. That's how I would describe Pete, because he's a good communicator. He's a handsome guy. He doesn't turn you off. He makes you kind of like him when you watch him on TV. And, you know, his negatives are he's a commie like the rest of them. His views are so far to the left, it's incredible. But I think in this Democratic field, he might be the front runner. That would be... you know, he is number three in most polls now, behind Sanders and Biden, and I don't think Sanders and Biden have a shot. What do you think of this guy, Pete Butthead?
Well, I always looked for the dark horse in a race, and I said since day one that actually Trump was the dark horse in the race, that he was an outsider and could completely win an election, specifically in the Rust Belt. And you look at Pete Buttigieg, and he's basically a media darling. He's a crafted narrative, much like they did with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It doesn't matter what Pete believes. It doesn't matter what Pete supports. It just matters that Pete's gay. So just vote for Pete because he's gay. I mean, he's checking all of the political identity politics boxes that the Democrats like to check. I still think that we need to look for a dark horse, though, and I don't think that Pete Buttigieg or whatever his name is, I think it's Kamala Harris, because when you look at the field, she's the only one outside of Biden that's proclaiming that she's not a socialist, even though her policies, as well as Biden's, are socialist in nature. But she checks the identity politics. She's a woman, check. She's black, check. And that's really all the Democrats are really running on. They don't have anything else to run on.
Yeah, but can you really be elected president when your claim to fame is you were a nobody and you lied on your back for a Willie Brown? I mean, seriously, I'm not saying anything wrong. She was Willie Brown's lover, girlfriend while he was married. He had a wife and she was screwing him. And she wound up with all kinds of money and all kinds of commissions for the state of California. And after that, she became a politician and that made her career. Everyone got to know her because she was screwing Willie Brown. Is that really what people think is a woman with empowerment? Really?
Well, I'll tell you what, if the Democrats get their way and they abolish the Electoral College, yeah, she would be the perfect candidate because only California, which she hails from, and New York, would be deciding our election. So that's kind of what the Democrats are basing, you know, their support on, is the fact that they're looking forward. It's the abolishment of the Electoral College, open borders, 70% tax rate, as well as I guess free college for all and free health care for all, which is what she's touting. So if the Democrats abolish the Electoral College, Kamala Harris would be the perfect candidate for the Democrat Party.
Well, you left one out, and that one, of course, is one of Kamala Harris's favorite ideas, along with Cory Booker, reparations.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry, reparations, yes.
Don't ever leave that out.
Can you answer me this question?
Yes.
So I understand that slavery was a stain on our entire republic.
And it was.
I get it. But what about the Holocaust? And what about Jews? Shouldn't we be giving reparation to Jewish people? I don't understand. Why?
Well, we wouldn't. The United States wouldn't. But Germany, therefore, would have to give reparations to Jews. I mean, I'm Jewish, so I would have to ask Germany for reparations. To me, the Holocaust was a long time ago. It had nothing to do with me. Certainly, if you're black, slavery was a very long time ago. The Holocaust was like yesterday compared to slavery. The Holocaust was 1939 through 1945. Whereas slavery was, we ended in 1865. So, you know, for all intents and purposes, it was a lifetime ago. And why would I pay something to someone who's black when my relatives weren't here, and the black person, maybe their relatives weren't here and weren't slaves? I mean, Obama is an example. Obama's relatives were never slaves. Kamala Harris's relatives were never slaves. She's half Jamaican, and I forgot what the other half is, but neither one of them were here during slavery. So why would I have to pay something to a person of color when I wasn't responsible for slavery? Neither were any of my ancestors, and Kamala Harris and Obama never were victims of slavery. Neither were their ancestors.
Well, how do we know that their ancestors weren't slave traders?
They might be.
The fact is that most African slave traders were African and black. And the fact is that one of the most ruthless slave owners in America was a black slave owner. And that's the history that the Democrats choose to ignore. They choose to take the slavery, they choose to take slavery and assign it to only white people, when in fact there were actually black people, because it was commerce at the time for Africans to engage in. And so, you know, this is the thing. Kamala Harris does not know where she fits. However, I do think that she's a dark horse that can't be underestimated. But I thought it was very misogynistic of Cory Booker to basically say that, well, I'm going to have a woman. It's just any woman. I don't care what she looks like or what she is. I'm just having a woman. Is there no sort of policy that's going to go along? It's just all identity politics with the Democrats. And all they are running on is their hatred of Trump instead of their policy.
All right, let's look at some of these other ones. I've never heard of these people. I'm giving this list of 21 that are currently announced they've running. John Delaney. You ever hear of John Delaney?
Nope.
Tulsi Gabbard. Now, I've heard of her. She's a congresswoman from Hawaii, but, you know, I'm one of eight people in America, including her mother, that's heard of her. Kirsten Gillibrand. I know she's at 0% in the polls. Mike Gravel. Now, there's a name from the past. You realize I beat Mike Gravel for the Libertarian presidential nomination? I'm the guy who eliminated him in the contest in Denver, Colorado, in 2008 for the Libertarian presidential nomination. He couldn't even beat Wayne Root for the Libertarian nomination. He wants to win the Democratic nomination. Isn't that funny?
Well, I'm not really surprised because, you know, when we were back in the 2016 elections, I was going to the Libertarian, the meetings that they would have in Las Vegas. And they're all about open borders, which is exactly the Democrat Party.
That's why I left the party. That's why I left. Hey, Megan, we got to go. Don't you hear the music? Wait, hold on. We're going to take you to the next segment, so we're going.
All right.
We're going. Let's cut off, and we'll be right back. Wayne on the Roof, War Now, USA Radio. We get back more with Megan Barth. We'll be debating the Libertarian Party. We'll see you in a sec. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Lumber Liquidators Flooring Company has you covered with the hottest styles for any room. Get 15 to 25% off our best-selling floors, like Rose Canyon Pine Waterproof Vinyl and Wide Plank Willow Manor Oak Hardwood. Get started today with special financing, and we can arrange the installation for you. See the flooring experts at your local Lumber Liquidators today. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together.
together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Wayne Allen Root Show on USA Radio, and coming up in about 8 minutes, we're on Newsmax TV, America's fast-growing cable news channel, 80 million homes. DirecTV, Dish TV, Fios, UVerse, Comcast, Xfinity. And we're really conservative. You have Bill O'Reilly on my show 3 times a week. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system and tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable TV. You have other TV options, so encourage them to make you happy. To make it simple, you can call this toll-free number, and we'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free. And you tell them I demand Newsmax TV so I can watch my favorite host, Wayne Allen Root. Call toll-free, 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. We're back with Megan Barth. Her websites are ReaganBabe.com and MediaEqualizer.com. Megan, how are you?
I'm good. Good to be back.
So some of the other names on this list of 21 candidates for president on the Democratic side, Eric Swalwell. Where do they get these people from? Marianne Williamson. You know, that is the New Age guru, Marianne Williamson, who wants the whole world to, like, peace and rainbows, little children, little babies with lollipops. Oh, my God. How about Seth Moulton? Who is Seth Moulton? Who's Wayne Messam? Who are these people? John Hickenlooper, the governor of Colorado, no one's ever heard of. Jay Inslee, the governor of Washington, no one's ever heard of. Amy Klobuchar, the senator of Minnesota, no one's ever heard of. This is the most incredible anonymous list I've ever seen.
Yeah, and the thing that you really want to run on as far as when your candidate is name ID, right? Like, Donald Trump ran on name ID. Everybody in the world knew who Donald Trump was.
Correct.
Because his name was plastered all over buildings and casinos across the world. These people are absolute nobodies. And that's why I think that when the Democrat Party has now invited basically anyone and everyone, including communists and Marxists and socialists and Maoists, to join their party, they're going to get this type of motley crew in order to try to take the nomination. But it's nothing more than raising money. That's all it is. These people are trying to get national or international name ID for their future aspirations for president.
Oh, no, it's more than that. They're trying to get speeches. They're trying to get book deals. They get rich off this stuff. So it doesn't matter if they ever become president. They get rich. Okay. So, and by the way, Pete Butthead, as I like to call him, the gay mayor of South Bend, he has raised serious money. He really has. That's why I said from the beginning, he's the only one that I actually fear, because he really is a good messenger, a good communicator. But he's got no record. He even brags about the fact he's filled potholes. He's turned one-way streets into two-way streets in South Bend. Big deal. This guy wants to be president of the United States. It's ludicrous.
Well, he kind of reminds me of Beto O'Rourke, right, where he's young. He's accessible. He is a white guy, another white guy at the top of the Democrat ticket. I thought there was something called white privilege, and plus I thought that sex wasn't binary. But the fact that is that Pete Buttigieg, or whatever his name is, is gay. And so that's really all he's running on. He's running on his gayness. That's it. Because when you look at his policies, and when you look at his backyard of where he was mayor in South Bend, Indiana, they have had a huge spike in crime, a huge spike in rapes, a huge spike in murders. He really doesn't have a record to run on. The only record that he has to run on is the fact that he's gay.
Right, and the fact that he's got a first husband if he becomes president. Now, how weird would that be?
Yeah, that's all. Well, I honestly really don't care.
No, I don't either, except it's just weird to have a first husband.
It's all just about symbolism with the Democrat Party. It has nothing to do with policy. It has all to do with symbolism. So if he's gay and white, then he has a chance. If she's black and if she's a Democrat, then she has a chance. If she's some unknown name person who identified as an Indian at one point in her life, like Hiawatha, Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, she might have a chance. But if you're a communist like Bernie Sanders, then you have a really big chance. And that's where Joe Biden really has a problem, because he's trying to carve out the middle of all of these radicals. And really, what is the middle when it comes to being a moderate communist?
It's pretty scary stuff. And by the way, you mentioned that Trump has had amazing name ID because his name was on casinos and his name was on real estate. I want to remind you, he also had the number one reality show in the world.
Right.
And that was not just number one in the United States, it was all over the world. Remember, I was giving speeches in South Africa. I guess I didn't know you back in those days, but I was giving speeches in South Africa in 2015. And I got in the car, and the taxi driver was a black South African who said, "You guys are so lucky because you're going to have Donald Trump as your president in the United States." And I said, "How do you know Donald Trump?" He says, "How do I know Donald Trump? I watched The Apprentice. I love the man." That was a taxi driver in Johannesburg, South Africa. So, I mean, he was probably in 100 countries with his TV show. So, of course he became president of the United States. Liberals don't understand stuff like this. They don't get it. You can't run for president as the mayor of South Bend and think you're the same as Donald Trump. It's ridiculous.
Well, you're a junior senator from Illinois, and you still got the presidency like Barack Obama. So don't underestimate the mob.
Yeah, I guess. Well, you fill in potholes, and that's your claim to fame. At least Obama could claim that, he was a United States senator. I realize his name wasn't on one bill. He never did anything. All he did was campaign. But this guy's bragging about potholes. I just don't know how you become president doing that. I don't think he can, but he is the one I worry about, Megan. I am definitely worried. I think he's the white, gay Barack Obama. We'll see what happens. Megan Barth, we got to run. ReaganBabe.com is the website. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
War Now, Wayne Allyn Root Show, coming up next. Newsmax TV in about 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Put on the cameras. Let's go.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.